In the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propaneCT.com.
It's time. What time is it? Time in the Afterglow. Your time set aside where we meet for the pickup and the dust off. Hi, I'm Father John, and I'll do what I can to help pick up your spirit and dust you off from being covered by the anxiety and the stress of a busy, dusty work day. We've only got a brief bit of time to share, but we pack it with music, messages of life, faith, and hope, and shake off some of the worries that have consumed the day. The present moment is the only moment. By inhabiting this moment with greater awareness, you actually shape the moments that follow. This is the only way we have to influence the future, to inhabit and own the present. The sun sets on the day, and the whispers of God's love are contained in the beauty and the kaleidoscopic colors of the afterglow. So now, with promises of relaxation, meditation, and inspiration, let's own the present moment as we lay back in the afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Going one-on-one, we avoid the crowds, and together, we unwind, relax, and bring order to life for the benefit of all. Glad you're here, so we can set life straight with music and meditation to help us quiet the raging storms within. Seeking peace and serenity is what we do best right here in the Afterglow. Now, we don't need to go back too far into the chapters of history to discover infamy. On this day, just 11 years ago, it was the day tragedy struck in Boston at 2:49 in the afternoon in the midst of the Boston Marathon. Two pressure cooker bombs exploded in a short span of 12 seconds near the finish line on Boylston Street, killing three people and wounding more than 260. On April 18th, the FBI released surveillance footage of two suspects, Chechnyan brothers Jokhar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. A short time after the images were released, the suspects killed an MIT police officer, carjacked an SUV, and initiated an exchange of gunfire with the police of Watertown, Massachusetts. Tamerlan was shot several times by officers and was run over by his brother, dying at the scene of the firefight. Another 16 officers were wounded. Police ordered a massive manhunt for Jokhar the next day, ordering everyone in Watertown and surrounding towns to stay indoors. Around 7 p.m., a Watertown resident discovered Joe Carr hiding in a boat in his backyard, where he was arrested and taken to a hospital. Joe Carr was charged with using and conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, resulting in death, and with malicious destruction of property, resulting in death. After a lengthy trial, Joe Carr received the death penalty in 2015. Tonight in the Afterglow, we remember the victims of the horrible events that occurred in Boston, and we pray for an end to all violence, an end to all terrorism. And on this day in history, one man took a major step into the batter's box and changed the game of baseball forever. For a period of time in baseball, whites and blacks played in separate leagues. Some of the best players of the era were African Americans, including Cool Papa Bell, Josh Gibson, and Satchel Paige. But their talents were discredited because they weren't playing in the majors. And that all changed when Jackie Robinson debuted on this day in 1947 for the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Boston Braves. He didn't get a hit, but he did score the deciding run in a 5-3 Dodger win. Robinson would go on to get a lot of hits during his rookie campaign while earning the first ever Rookie of the Year award that year. His baseball career was Hall of Fame worthy, as he was a six-time All-Star named Most Valuable Player for a season and won a World Series near the end of his career. Jackie Robinson faced a lot of racism from fans and even other players, but he proved that African Americans could equal the achievements of white people on a national stage. He was a true inspiration for all people, and his journey as a Major League Baseball player began on this day back in 1947.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? It went zooming across the left field wall.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, yeah, Jackie hit that ball. He swung his bat and the crowd went wild, 'cause he hit that ball a solid mile.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, yeah, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Oh, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Really hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's so home. Yeah, yeah, Jackie's real gone.
Well, you're in the Afterglow with Father John on WJMJ. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? That's the name of it. And that was Natalie Cole. Sometimes when you're too comfortable, you relax back into the status quo and are so perfectly content to remain there that you grow roots. you don't want to change. But man cannot discover new oceans until he has the courage to lose sight of the shore. So we journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Passion is something within you that provides the continual enthusiasm, focus, and energy you need to succeed. But unlike feel-good motivation derived from external sources, true passion has a more spiritual nature. It comes from within, and it can be channeled into amazing feats of success. Passion is a powerful tool for success, and as such, deserves to be an area that we consistently work on. Passion makes your days fly by. It helps you get more done in less time. It helps you make better decisions, and it attracts others to you. They want to be associated with you and your success. So how can you maintain passion and enthusiasm every day? Well, the most obvious thing is to spend more time doing what you love to do. That means discovering your true purpose, deciding what you really want to do and have, believing you can do and have it, deliberately creating your dream career, delegating as much as you can that is not your core genius to someone else, and taking concrete steps toward the attainment of your goals. Now, another key to passion and enthusiasm is to reconnect with your original purpose for doing anything that you do. When you look underneath the surface of the things that feel like have-tos rather than want-tos, you'll almost always find that there is a deeper purpose that you are passionate about. You may not love the idea of sitting in a pediatrician's waiting room with your child, but when you get underneath it, aren't you passionate about your child's health and well-being? Ask yourself, what is the why underneath what I am doing? If you can get in touch with that, it is a lot easier to get enthusiastic about whatever it is that you have to do. You'll discover that all of the things you feel like you have to do are really choices that you are making that serve some higher purpose, such as feeding your family, creating security for your future, staying out of jail, or contributing to your health and longevity. Once you realize that these are choices you are making, you realize you can make one more choice, and that is the choice of your attitude. Even if you are trapped in an elevator with three strangers, you have a choice about your attitude. You can choose to be grumpy about not getting your work done, or you can see it as an opportunity to meet some new people. The choice is up to you. Why not choose to do everything you do with joy and enthusiasm? The choice is really up to you. And here is one final thought. When you express your passion and enthusiasm, you will become a magnet to others who will be attracted to your high level of energy. They will want to play with you, work with you, and support your dreams and goals. As a result, you will ultimately get more done in a shorter period of time. That's where faith meets life.
I've got the blues. I feel so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. It truly would be great. I'm gonna tell her on my baby.
You're not alone. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. Thank you for joining me. Together we relax, unwind, and renew our perspective on life. Now, can you tell me who was the singer of that last song? Today is her birth anniversary, and she is well known as the Empress of the Blues. Got it yet? Yes, that's right. It's Bessie Smith. And she was born on this very day in 1894. She was assisted in her efforts to break into show business by Ma Rainey, the first great blues singer. Bessie made her first recording in February of 1923. And throughout the 1920s, she recorded with many of the great jazz musicians of that era, including Fletcher Henderson, James P. Johnson, Coleman Hawkins, Don Redman, and Louis Armstrong. She died from injuries sustained in an automobile accident in 1937. Her car rear-ended a slow-moving truck and rolled over, crushing Smith's left arm and ribs. Smith bled to death by the time she reached the hospital. Quite a stir was caused by an article in Downbeat magazine suggesting that Smith had bled to death because she had been taken to a white hospital and had been turned away. Well, this proved not to be true. But the rumor persisted even to this day. Tonight in the Afterglow, we remember Bessie Smith on her 130th birth anniversary. Well, if you're still working on your taxes tonight, you're in my prayers. You are. You did remember to file your taxes today, didn't you? I hope so. Today is tax day, the day on which individual tax returns are due to the federal government. Although it seems to always have been the way it was, it wasn't. Federal income tax was first introduced with the Revenue Act of 1861 to help fund the Civil War and was subsequently repealed, readopted, and deemed unconstitutional. Then in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified and gave Congress the legal authority to tax all incomes. Since 1955, tax day has traditionally fallen on April 15th. However, in the event that the 15th falls on a weekend or a holiday, the tax deadline is pushed to the nearest business day. Depending on what happened in your life during 2023, like marriage, buying a house or car, or moving to another state, you may get a tax refund, or you may owe the government money. It can sometimes be unfortunate, but it's all part of being a contributing citizen, you know? But hopefully tax day doesn't leave you stressed out and you've already filed those taxes and you don't have to think about it until next year. If only it were that simple, right? Unwinding and relaxing after tax day tonight in the Afterglow.
Taxes, cow taxes, goat taxes, pants taxes, coat taxes, tie taxes, shirt taxes, word taxes, dirt taxes, land taxes, wage taxes, bed in which he lays taxes, tractor taxes, mule teaching taxes is the rule. Taxes, car taxes, gas tax, and loads which he must pass. Taxes, no taxes, cash. Forget the horse on taxes ass. Taxes, tobacco taxes, drink tax him if he tries to think. Taxes, booze taxes, beers, if he should cry, hell taxes, tears. Taxes, chew taxes, smoke, teach him taxes is no joke. Tax him good and let him know he'll be taxed till he has no dough. If he hollers, tax him more than tax him till he's good and sore. Taxes, coffin, taxes, grave, taxes, sod in which he lays. Put these words upon his tomb. Taxes led me to my doom. And when we're all decomposed, you know they won't relax, 'cause they found a way to hit us up for inheritance tax. Taxes.
Hopefully that helped you smile through last-minute tax preparation. It's by Danny Grigo, and it's called Taxes. Putting stress to rest is what we're all about. So how about a good laugh? It's story time now in the Afterglow. It seems a man was being tailgated by a stressed-out woman on a busy boulevard. Suddenly, the light turned yellow just in front of him. He did the right thing, stopping at the crosswalk, even though he could have beaten the red light by accelerating through the intersection. The tailgating woman was furious and honked her horn, screaming in frustration as she missed her chance to get through the intersection, dropping her cell phone and makeup. As she was still in mid-rant, she heard a tap on her window and looked up into the face of a very serious police officer. The officer ordered her to exit her car with her hands up. He took her to the police station where she was searched, fingerprinted, photographed, and placed in a holding cell. After a couple of hours, a police officer approached the cell and opened the door. She was escorted back to the booking desk where the arresting officer was waiting with her personal effects. He said, "I'm very sorry for this mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn, flipping off the guy in front of you, and cussing a blue streak at him. I noticed the 'What Would Jesus Do?' bumper sticker, the 'Choose Life' license plate holder, the 'Follow Me to Sunday School' bumper sticker, and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem on the trunk. Naturally, I assumed you had stolen the car." Yes, it's one thing to say we are Christian, but it's another thing entirely to show it. Just something to think about. Thank you. Music by Houston Pearson called Everything Happens to Me. Ah, not even. Everything doesn't happen to you. Don't go off and begin feeling sorry for yourself on me now. Self-pity is a luxury that none of us can afford. Being in the afterglow, that will cure you of such thinking. That's where we are. In the afterglow, I'm Father John. We get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. So thank you for your company this evening. You can reach me through my secret email connection. Easy to remember email address. It's afterglow@wjmj.org. That's afterglow@wjmj.org. And tell nobody about it. Now turn on the light. You'll see better. The cross did what sacrificed lambs could not do. It erased our sins. Not for a year, but for eternity. The cross did what man could not do. It granted us the right to talk with, love, and even live with God. You can't do that by yourself. I don't care how many worship services you attend or good deeds you do, your goodness is insufficient. That's why we need a Savior.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of the third week of Easter. The question is, what must we do if we are to do the works that God wants? This is the big question which haunts all good Christian people at some time. Am I doing what God wants? How do I know? How can I do it better? Absence of a clear answer can be dispiriting when we believe our efforts could be better spent in serving the kingdom of God. The splendid models of holiness in action throughout the history of the church can sometimes lead us to feel inadequate if we are not living up to that sacrifice and saintliness. It is tempting to us to give up or exhaust ourselves by trying too hard. Either course of action is missing the point. Jesus gives us all the necessary ground rules for a good and wholesome Christian life. Their basis is justice arising out of love. But we are sometimes so concerned with being busy for God that we miss the central requirement, which is buried in today's gospel. We are so busy doing that we lose our gift for being. We confuse movement with action. Jesus clarifies the whole issue by saying, "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." At the heart of our doing is faith. Faith which persists and which grows. Faith which withstands anything which life throws at us. Profound faith cannot help but live out all that Jesus has taught and will display itself through our actions every day. It is a true life of faith which extends the kingdom and brings joy to the world, for the action of Christ will be seen through it. It's not the task, it's the intention which counts. It's not the worthiness of the job, but the genuineness and self-offering of the individual, whatever they are doing and in whatever state of life they find themselves. God reads the heart, and if within it he finds the depth of belief Jesus asks for, he will be well satisfied.
For all the lives we celebrate, for all the stories untold, who walk with you through history, men and women young and old, we honor their memory and their legacy of faith. May all we do point to you. I wanna be a saint. I want to be a saint.
And now on this Monday, the 15th day of April, in the third week of Easter, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear Lord, I pray you would send godly friends into my life who will be a good influence on me, will strengthen my mind and soul, and strengthen my walk with you. May they be friends who will challenge me to grow in the things of your kingdom and who will stand by me when I go through difficult times. Help me to be the same kind of friend who stands by others in their time of need. I know that having godly friends is extremely important when it comes to finding fulfillment and wholeness in my life. I pray that you would make me to be a peacemaker among people. Show me how to always speak the right words to bring peace to a situation or relationship. Help me to also be a peacekeeper. Give me the ability to maintain peace in a relationship once peace has been established. Teach me the ways of peace so I can always see what needs to happen in order to establish it. You have called me to peace. Help me to fulfill that calling in every way possible. I pray for your peace to reign in all my relationships.
Love arrives when kind words are spoken. Kindness is the doorway to the heart. The way we speak can keep our love unbroken. The way we speak can demand the love depart. So when harsh tones find a welcome in my heart, in my home, in my head, when I throw stones in place of arms around you, I will pray to God to speak for me instead. Speak into the moments of my day. Speak into the corners of my night. Open my ears to listen, my heart to hear. Speak into the moments of my life.
Give me justice, O God, and plead my cause against a nation that is faithless. From those who are deceitful and cunning, rescue me, O God.
You, O God, are my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
O send forth your light and your truth. They will guide me on. They will bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
And I will come to the altar of God, to God my joy and gladness. To you will I give thanks on the harp. O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, whom I will praise yet again, my saving presence and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
After the silence of waiting so long, we hear a baby's first cry. And into our midnight, a heavenly song whispers that hope is alive. Oh, joy to the world on this holy night. So sing with the angels that fill up the sky. Heaven broke through and now hope is alive. He is right here among us. Our God is with us.
Tonight.
And hope is alive.
saw thrones. Those who sat on them were entrusted with judgment. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or its image, nor had accepted its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were over. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over these. They will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Stephen bore witness to Christ with wisdom and spirit.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy
proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Stephen bore witness to Christ with wisdom and spirit. Just God, you desire that all people be one in Christ. In humble trust, we pray.
God, in your goodness, come to our aid.
Lead students who struggle to find the encouragement and help they need for success. In humble trust, we pray.
God, in your goodness, come to our aid.
Come to the aid of those who are tempted to harm themselves or others. In humble trust, we pray.
God, in your goodness, come to our aid.
Calm those who fear death. In humble trust we pray.
God, in your goodness, come to our aid.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God guide us by the light of truth and fill us with joy and gladness through Jesus, our way, our truth, and our life. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
Some say hate
song about our anger. And others say it's all about control. I, for one, am guilty of both charges. It happens when I don't take time alone. So when I can't find the quiet, when still is the place that I can't be, I will pray for just a little silence and for the tender words of God to be in me, speaking to the moments of my day. Up my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Speaking to the moments of my day, speaking to the corners of my night, open my ears to listen, my heart to hear, speaking to the moments of my life. Your words give me light so that I can find my way to the place where I speak tenderly. Your voice makes a difference in the way my voice is heard. So speak to me. Of my life.
speak into the moments of my life. Speak into the moments of my life.
May Almighty God keep you from all harm throughout this night and bless you with every good gift. May He set His word in your heart and fill you with lasting joy. May He strengthen your faith with proofs of His love so that you will persevere in good works. May you walk in His ways, always knowing what is right and good until you enter your heavenly inheritance. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.